Okay, it is Sunday, February 26, 2017. Unbelievable, but true. And this is Debbie Moran, and this is our new moon session for the second one for 2017. And I'm really happy to be here. So, hi, everybody. Does anybody actually want to state their name and/or anonymously state an intention?
Hi, Debbie. It's Susan and Soso and Joey, and Soso's so excited he's trying to get into the phone.
Oh, I love you, Soso and Joey, and you too, Susan. I'm happy you're here. I think I mentioned to you at the last call. I felt a little anxiety around Soso last session, and for whatever reason, I was in my own introverted way, and I wasn't able to reach out. So just, I think Soso knows that I was feeling him.
Yes, I think so. I don't think you did mention it, but yeah, he was eager for today, and he was eager for some particular work to be done for him to get ready for today. So
Yay.
he did what's coming.
I'm
But yeah,
happy you're here.
he is eager, ready to go.
Yay.
Hey, Deb, it's Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda, I saw you there, but I wasn't going to out you. Hi, Rhonda.
Nice to hear your voice.
You too. Susan, do you want me to read your request?
Sure.
I won't read the whole thing, but I will read your request.
Yeah, edit and read.
Yes. Well, the whole thing is probably more than yeah. I will edit.
Right.
I'm just going to read your agenda.
Okay.
My agenda input for tonight is to facilitate the transmutation and or removal of all that is not of light and love, and offer the codes and or information of a new way to do things that will be of ease, grace, love, and joy to all sentient beings who are willing to receive this in all of their existences, and a reset for those who receive it to facilitate a new beginning. And while I certainly desire this for all and for tonight's group and for myself and my family, my heart is focused primarily on dear Soto. So, and also there is something about your right ear filling up and what you may not be ready or willing to hear.
Yes.
Or able. I just heard or
Or
able. It's
able.
maybe it's not even so much an actual resistance I'm hearing. It's more of as part of this resetting that our bodies are being aligned in a new way of being. And part of the dynamic with that is we don't know what that is. So we're hesitant to do anything or move forward without knowing the step in front of us or without hearing exactly the path of what we're supposed to do. And that is no longer acceptable. And when I say that's no longer acceptable, it really isn't. It really is. We are all, it's funny, I said, Rhonda, I'm not going to call you out, but I'm calling us all out because we are all being called out to actually step into a place of acceptance of who we are and who we are meant to divinely be and what roles we are meant to divinely play without the I don't know why this word is coming up, presupposition of who we think we are, who we thought we were, who we thought we were supposed to be, what we think we're supposed to be doing. Think goes out the window. And it doesn't mean you become a mindless being. It's quite the contrary. It means about interconnecting and coming to a place of connecting the mind and the heart, but coming to a place of listening that is so different than we're used to, that it's a much more subtle level and a much gentler way of being, ironically, at a time when we're being called out almost violently, we are being called out to be more gentle. To be more gentle with ourselves, to be more gentle with our perceptions, to be more forgiving, actually, to be more forgiving of what we think we're being and seeing and doing. And it doesn't mean overlook things that we think are quote-unquote wrong. It means to evaluate. Interesting. Somebody's trying to call in. It's about not trying to evaluate. It's about coming to a place of really, truly listening and not trying to figure it out before we actually take action, which is interesting. Not try to figure it out. Because we can't figure it out. So we're all being called to be new. And in that being called to be new, we need to give allowance to ourselves and to our souls and have compassion for ourselves and for our souls that we don't entirely know what that means. And trust, though, that we're not being led to the slaughter, that we are instead becoming self-autonomous. And it's really it's really like during this time governments are having to fall apart and things are having to come out to the surface because it's time for us to step into our own light and our own way of being. And it's time for us to let the past be an informant of the past, but not a construct for the future.
Debbie, hi.
Hi, Al.
Can I say something that probably
you
relates?
Just did, so go ahead.
Well, I was looking at a couple of things. Try to give a short version here. You had something on the new moon, Pisces, new moon in Pisces, and associated with increased emotional or psychic sensitivity, stripping the veils of illusion. I, you know, whether it's my WordPress blog or on Facebook, I focus, you know, more for focusing on the positive, which, like, includes keeping ourselves safe energetically. But I've been coming up with some things lately from some very good, well-documented research in the time of, the evidently planned assassinations of Dr. King and Malcolm X, and also some folks who we've heard of who are such as in the music industry who evidently were quite hooked onto drugs like LSD and heroin by the powers that be, whatever you might want to call them. So
I hear you, Al. Tell me what we're getting to.
Well, what we're getting to is though they may have to meet their maker someday, I feel it's necessary to shine the light of truth on these things because the folks are still afoot and their debilitating drugs like heroin are still being pushed and MKUltra hasn't been disbanded. So I don't know how you factor that in, but I feel it's something that we need to be aware of.
Got it. Thank you. Yeah, that's really about bringing, like I said, we're calling that stuff to the surface, calling things to the light, calling the shadow to the light. And as we're calling the shadow to the light, it really is about stepping into this purposeful empowerment place to where the illusion that we are disempowered and they are controlling us eventually falls away. Not to say that that activity is not going on, but to say quite frankly that when we come to a place where we are empowered, when we are stepping into that place of empowerment, that we are knowing, we're seeing and realizing and bringing forth the light and the truth. And then what happens is the battle is not ours to be fought. It is the awareness that takes the shadow, scrapes the soup scum, for lack of a better word, off of the top of the soup and brings it to a place where we are stepping into our own power and saying, yes, no more. And yes, we are now in charge of us. And yes, we are doing this revolution within.
That's my point, no more. But it did happen to some good folks. So we need a pretty high awareness for it to not repeat.
Got it. Okay. Everybody just breathe into that. Yes. Is that you, Susan?
And Soso seems to have something to say. I'm not getting it, so maybe he'll tell you.
Okay. Soso. Oh. He actually, it's weird, because when I went into his field, it was like, almost like he wanted to throw up something. Like he wants to, it's like he's trying to cough up something. Trying to just throw it up and spit it out and get it to this place of, there's so much congestion in his little body. Ugh. So if everybody will on the call, just do some unwinding for yourselves. Some undulation, just kind of, or do some undulation, do some shaking. Whatever it is, you need to shake it out and shake it off. Because, and we're blowing it out too. Is that Soto coughing? Who is that coughing?
That was me coughing.
Uh-huh.
He's agitated and really watching the phone. But.
Yes. Because that's what I'm feeling, a lot of agitation. So what I want to do is go into everybody's brains and kind of, I see like peeling away, actually it's the senses, into the mind level of the senses, into all mind levels of the senses, the conscious, the subconscious, the sub-subconscious, the sub-superconscious, the superconscious, all those different levels, peeling away the stickiness that is keeping us into this place of, ow, pain. Ay. Ah, okay, so there is a fine line between awareness and distraction. And so this is what is being called to action, awareness over distraction. So there is a sense of pay attention to the facts and recognize the facts and yet call your awareness internally. Call your awareness internally because a lot of the things that are coming to the surface, interestingly enough, I'm hearing are coming to the surface, also is a distraction. So it's a distraction. The old patterning in our psyche is so threatened by new, what it cannot conceive of as new, that it is doing everything in its power to distract from being present. In the moment, it is doing everything in its power to say, I can't breathe and I can't do this and I can't. And so it's going into our fields right now, and I'm just kind of setting up this energetic vortex to go through our fields, to go through our calls. So thank you. Go through your field and just energetically swoop up the chaos that is non-purposeful, even though as I'm saying it, there is no such thing as non-purposeful. But what I'm hearing is to take out the murkiness, the muddiness, the distractedness that says, I can't. And now I'm going into the heart of the matter. I'm going into Soto's heart. And when I go into his heart, it's like it feels like there is like such a congestion. It's like a black, not a cloud, it's like a stone. Like their heart is so feeling put upon and congested, and that it feels hardened. And so this is what we're needing to change. This is what we're needing to transform. We're needing to transform the physicality. And the physicality includes not only the physical body, but it includes the emotional body, the mental body, all of the bodies. But it's coming to this place of kind of pulling out the thorns and pulling out the restrictions and pulling out the old. I see old, and I feel old, and it's like I feel heavy and like being crushed. And it's going, okay, let's pull that up and out. And pulling it out of the brain and pulling it out of the body and sending it out on its way. Everybody breathe and just and as you breathe in, imagine a golden light just being coming in through your mouth, in through your nose, in through your eyes, in through your ears, in through your hands, in through your pores of your whole body and being. And as you exhale, it has a murkiness to it. So what it is, it's a cleansing breath. It's a purifying breath. It's a reconstituting breath. Reconstituting breath. A nurturing breath. Okay. And now, Susan?
Pardon?
I said, and now?
So he's a lot calmer. Joey's gotten real active. He's gotten engaged in chirping.
Joey's like, hey, I get to say something, too.
Yeah, it's
funny earlier because it's like we do focus on Sotso a lot, but Joey is... He's a little guy. He's a big guy in a little body. Is what he's telling me. And he's like, hello, help. I need some assistance as well. And he's saying, pay attention. It's interesting because the image that came to mind was I saw a Facebook post on a guy who is teaching the bush medicine, the African bush medicine. And one of the things he teaches is tracking, and one of the things he teaches is bird language. And it's beautiful for me because bird language, I am always paying attention to the birds, and I'm always asking them, please help me understand what it is you're saying. Please help me understand what it is going on. Because there is a level of alertness, paying attention, that goes on in the bird family. It goes on everywhere. But the birds are constantly speaking it. But we don't listen. Or we tune it out with our own noise, our own noise. And that's what he's showing me. It's like the level of noise is deafening. And that is part of the distraction as well. The level of noise is deafening. And this is for you as well, Susan, and as well everyone on the call. So it's like, don't allow the level of noise to deafen you from your inner voice. Don't allow the level of noise to blind you to your inner sight. Don't allow the massive pollution. Ah, interesting. You're showing me, like, we have a massive amount of light pollution, not just sound and air, but we have also light pollution. So there is sometimes a blindness. An old song just came to mind, Blinded by the Light. So there's also sometimes a blindness in our ability to see through a distraction and our ability to see that there is light in the dark and dark in the light, and that's the yin and yang of this creation, and yet it's all part of the illusion. So it's really about coming to this place of inner listening, paying attention, and that's what Joey's saying, pay attention. So I'm following that thread. And at any time, if anybody wants to add something, feel free to. I'm keeping the lines open unless it gets too loud, but I prefer to keep them open. So there's a boundary issue, and most of us have this boundary issue. And so as a result, in our boundary issues, we construct walls to keep people out. And we construct ideas and we construct beliefs that say, I am better than you, or I can't trust you, instead of listening. And that's, again, listening is really key for tonight, listening. Too often we talk over one another. We don't pay attention. We don't see clearly. Our senses are obscured. They're in a fog. And so we're clearing the fog for tonight. And it is part of our role and part of our place in this time and space to clear our own fog and keep our own foggy thinking from swallowing us whole. To keep our own foggy thinking from empowering what we would not have be empowered. To keep ourselves in a place of clarity and a place of well-being. When I say well-being, it's not a place of ignoring, but it is a place of focus. Let's bring our focus into a place of an inner space. And this is taking me into, I got an email from Debbie earlier. I don't know if she's on the call. But what came up with her was, as she says, something vague, but she's talking about exhibiting crystallography, exhibiting interference figures. And again, this is having to do with sacred geometry and photoelasticity, having to do with a method to determine the stress distribution. And that's what's happening. Our beingness is no longer willing to be stressed by our distractedness. And what is happening in that regard is it is calling for a shedding of the old. And for many of us, a shedding of the old feels too cumbersome. And so many of us are passing and going on to another dimension. And many of us feel like we have allowed ourselves to become too stressed, too fractured. So we're doing a defrag of everybody on the call. And the defrag is like a soul retrieval. Actually, it's a pulling together of your pieces that have been scattered throughout time and space. Yes, including you, Sutso and Joey. It's about gathering our pieces that have been scattered throughout time and place and bringing us together into full resolution, and I love that, actually, into full resolution. And this full resolution is bringing us into this place of clarity where we're no longer pixely. We're no longer having, we're no longer like cheesecloth or having holes in our way, in our beingness. It's like bringing together the aspects of ourselves that we thought were not acceptable to be, that we thought somehow we needed to give to another person or thing or situation because we were somehow able to sacrifice that part of our beingness to that other person or place or situation because they needed it and we could not see them whole and holy. And now it's time to claim those parts of us back and to return those whole and holy parts back to where they came from. It's time to bring it all together. Oh, and I just heard that song, Come Together Right Now, over me. Old song, new message. And that means coming together in a way that we get to be something unrecognizable, but something glorious and free. And when I say glorious and free, it does not mean irresponsible. It means fully, wholly responsible, fully and wholly responsible for you and for your well-being and for the world around you and for the way you see the world around you and the way that you interact with the world around you and the way that you interact within. It's calling a revolution and revelations to emerge from the essence of, it's like a volcano bubbling up from our essence and up through our core and up into our being in a way that says, oh, I am fulfilled. Oh, I am fulfilled. Very nice. And knowing that even as I say I am fulfilled, I feel fear and regret and shadow, feeling like it is being ignored. And it is not being ignored. It is being brought home. It is being brought within. It is being brought together to harmonize the wholeness and the holiness. It is being brought together so that we can recognize the rhythm and the rhythmic aspect of this life and yet know and recognize the ebb and flow of this life and know that we are significant and that all is significant and that all is necessary and all is being called out. But called out in a good way. So it's like another old song coming to mind, songs coming to mind. I'm coming out. I want the world to know. Going to let it show. So everybody, that's what we're being called out. But we can't call ourselves out until we've called ourselves in, until we've called ourselves into being. And until we own it and claim it and accept it and love it and embrace it and then radiate it out. Shine it out just like the sun's rays, radiate it out. And there is a sacred geometry that the heart torus is coming into place. And it's circulating through our fields and resonating through each heart and through each heart of hearts and through our group heart and those on the call and those off the call who are here by intention. And that brings me to, somebody sent me a text while we were in the call. With trust, she's putting her intention in with trust that it will be received, and so guess what? It is. Releasing relationships and patterns that no longer serve and create more space and clarity for my soul's purpose, claiming grace, calm, and increased connection and trust in knowing. I've realized that I've been chasing love and respect from the wrong places. Grateful for the knowing and redirection inward. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. Boy, songs are abounding in this session. And it is. And so that is really what we're all about right now. And the time that we are alive and the astrological configurations are all in support of this. We are being supported from the outside in to pay attention to the inside out. So, everybody just stop and pause for a moment and breathe in and breathe out. As I, at last breath, it's like I feel like we're scraping the throat, scraping, when I say scraping, energetically we're scraping, and it's like scraping away the plaque. Like before, we peeled away a lot out of our senses and out of our heart and throat. And as after we peeled that away, it's kind of like I see like this crusty, dried up energy that needs to be scraped away. Wow. Thank you, Soto. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Scraping it away. And off of the neck and off of the spine. Ow. Off of the shoulders.
Hello.
Oof.
Hello.
Hello. Is that so?
I thought they'd stopped and I unmuted.
You what?
They're both excited.
I hear them. You what?
I do them. I unmuted, but we'll see how they do. I'm in mute again.
Okay. Okay. Nice. A peace just settled in. And now I feel like it's kind of going into the digestive, into the belly, into the gut membrane, into the digestive system, the digestive tract, and into the gut brain. And I feel like, again, there's more that just needs to be kind of peeled away and moved around there. There's been so much, it's interesting. I'm seeing like the gut brain is a casualty of war. The gut brain is a casualty of war. And the gut brain is like, it's like it has been experiencing the fallout of the mind at war with the heart. And so there is, it's like this area is really in need of some nurturing, is really in need of cleansing, is really in need of acknowledgement, and is really in need of assistance. And the assistance that it is in need of is in terms of helping to bring it back to life, bring it into harmony, bring it into a place of, it's very much representing the intolerance of diversity in our consciousness at this state of existence in our collective consciousness. And so it is asking for and recognizing, we are recognizing that it is asking for assistance in not only acceptance, but celebration of diversity, and celebration in terms of honoring and harmonizing with our individual diversity and our individual and diverse cultures, which is even in our belly, even in our gut brain, and yet honoring the differences and allowing the differences in terms of allowing the boundaries, not in terms of isolating, but in terms of allowing the purposes to be fulfilled. Allowing the purposes to be fulfilled and allowing the community to come together in a way that is bringing the purposes to the forefront, taking away the, not the tension, because some of the tension is necessary, but the tension is, and I go back to this guy who does the African bush, thank you again, Joey and Sozo. I go back to the guy who does the African bush teachings, and he talks about the African, the bushmen, and how they all enjoy arguing. But they enjoy arguing because they enjoy thinking out loud together, which is kind of like brainstorming. So they enjoy thinking out loud together, and they enjoy arguing about the fact that their point of view is right. And but they don't. It doesn't get heated into, I'm going to pull out a gun and kill you, or I'm going to imprison you. It gets to the dynamic of, it really is this this full blown dialogue of playfulness and out loud thinking and recognizing and being willing to hear another point of view, even if you don't agree with it. Being able to hear another point of view, even if you don't agree with it. This is sorely lacking in our outer world, and partially because it's lacking in our inner world. We have decided there are certain parts of us that we like, and other parts of us that we cast away, or we shut down, or we project out there. That's not me. I'm not capable of that. And so there is a sense of owning that we are all part of this collective consciousness, and we are all capable of any of these acts. And it's about choice. It's about choosing where we focus. It's about choosing how we act. It is about choosing who's in charge of us. And then it's about sharing that sense of I am in charge of me and shining that light again, radiating that light again so that others can own that aspect of themselves. Oh, There's such sadness that is around that. Such a sense of debilitation. And this is where we're actually going to go into the brain. And we're going to... It's like our brains have a skull cap over them, which is kind of funny when I say it that way, because we do have a skull cap over them. But it's a skull cap of, and I've never liked the term plasticity, because to me it's a very inaccurate term. Plastic is moldable, but it is not breathable. It is not pliable. It is not willing to receive new. It shuts things out. So it's like a plastic skull cap, and we're pulling that plastic skull cap out of our heads and opening up our brains. And it's like, as we do this, as I see this being pulled up, it's like I see our brains like looking at the sky going, oh my God, I've never seen that before. It's like, wow, who knew? I didn't know that existed. Wonder what else is out there. And bringing in this sense of possibility, this sense of love of the divine and love of the mysterious and love of the ability to puzzle things out, which our brains love to do, but allowing the love of the puzzling things out to be more alive than the sense of, I already have solved the puzzle. Oh, that goes down, and it's like something stabbed through the senses, down through the heart, and I'm pulling that out now. It's like, ugh, that was painful. So we've shut down our sense of wonderment and our sense of mystery and our sense of being able to listen for our sense that our senses are telling us everything clearly. When clarity evolves as our awareness widens, as our perspective opens, as our heart is acknowledged. I love it, this image. It's kind of like I see the heart looking up at the brain and the brain now looking down at the heart, and I see them, then the two of them kind of looking down at the gut, and it's like, oh, yay, hey, again, who knew? Well, who knew? So many of us on this call have been seekers. And have asked the questions over and over again, who am I? And we're still asking those questions. And I'm going to ask this question with a different intention, actually. And the intention is, who am I to say what's so? Who am I? And just allow that question to percolate, but no longer percolating from a perspective of the miserable seeker. We're letting go of the miserable seeker, okay? The miserable seeker, I can't even say it anymore. The miserable seeker has had its day. It's time for the miserable seeker to go away. Okay, that sounded like a spell. So... it's time for the miserable seeker to go away. And that doesn't mean we're casting it out in the trash. We're just saying, thank you. You've had your day. Now let's see another way. Beautiful. Now let's see another way. Now let's hear another way. Now let's sense another way. And now let's be another way. It's like, as I'm saying these words, we're spiraling the energy and just kind of pulling away the congestion that has kept us either spinning, actually, many of us have been spinning, like in this vortex of I can't get out, I can't get out, I can't get out, I can't see, all that. I can't seem to get out of this whirling vortex. And so it's like opening the window to let some fresh air in, let some fresh perspective come in a way that says, I wonder what it would be like to live in a world where we all not only get along, but we revel in the getting along. We revel in the differences. We find so much humor in the silliness of who we are that there are no more weapons of destruction. Simply a lightness of being. And this is an inner journey that as each of us make it, we shine it out. It wakes that up in our outer world, in our outer lives. And a mantra is coming through now, and it says, I love and accept me the way I am, even if I have no idea how that is. I love and accept me for how I am, and I am willing to see how I am, who I am. I am willing to see how I will be. And bringing a sense of peace and calm in knowing that I choose heaven on earth. Hell is a state of mind, as is heaven. And I'm not choosing a polarity. I'm choosing a new way of being, and I don't know what that is. So I'm choosing that way without knowing fully what it is. And yet I know that it is divinely orchestrated. And I am guided, and I am directed, and I am willing to listen, and I am willing to learn, and I am willing to unlearn even as I learn. No longer molding everything that I learn as fact that cannot be controverted. I am learning, and as I learn, I am enjoying the learning, and then I am enjoying the unlearning. And I am stepping into a place of flexibility and pliability and adaptability and all of those abilities. And I am asking that all of the abilities that I am meant to be and embody in this time and space continuum, in this time and place on our earth, comes to the forefront, and I'm ready, willing, and able to step into it in a way of service, not servitude anymore. I am no longer confused about service versus servitude. I am now stepping into a true place of service, where I am no longer carrying the cross and calling myself a martyr, and I am stepping into a place of, simply, I am. Wow. Everybody breathe that in and tap that into yourself. Tap it into your head, tap it into your heart, tap it into your belly, tap it into your entire body and your entire beingness in a way where it's juicy and just luxurious. Like you're putting on a new skin and it feels so good, it's almost uncontainable. Oh. Nice.
fellows.
And again, just cleansing the energy of all of those new skins that we just are putting on, and just kind of sending the old skins to universal recycling, where they can be reconstituted in a way where they become pure light and pure energy and pure, whatever pure is. And now, for some reason, I have my fingers over my mouth. That is connecting the conscious to the subconscious. Connecting a bridge to the subconscious in a way that no longer pulls us down, but is like a two-way bridge where we can go down or we can come up without feeling like, oh, it's so heavy down here. We can just go clean house and bring it up to the conscious and the sub-superconscious and the superconscious. And then we're going to go into the different states of awareness, which means the state of being in terms of the brain, in terms of consciousness, which means the dreaming, the sleeping, the waking states. And then the states beyond the waking states, because the waking state as we interpret it now is what we think we are when we wake up in the morning. It's bringing it to a whole new level of awareness. It's like no more secrets. No more secrets from our inner beingness. And no more fear that our secrets make us ugly or dirty or victims or powerless or somehow wrong. It's just going to the inner vessel, cleaning out the debris that gets in the way of our paying attention and our listening, and clearing the channels of awareness and the levels of consciousness so that we trust and not, when I say we trust, it's not about naively trusting everything you see and hear. It's instead about going in and trusting that you are connected, that we are connected, and our connection is undeniable except by ourselves, and we are no longer allowed to deny. Interestingly enough that I say we're no longer allowed to deny, because it's, again, we're being called to light, we're being called to awareness, we're being called to life. Death is part of life, but death consciousness is not part of life. There's a verse in the Bible that says, let the dead bury the dead. It means quit focusing on the dead things in your life and clean them out and move forward. Allow new to birth itself in you and show you just how magnificent you are. Boy, and that's how we're going to end tonight's session. Except I think I'm going to end with that prayer, which I thought I was going to start with this time, but I didn't. So I'm going to end with it again. Beloved Mother, Father God, I ask to be filled, surrounded, and protected with the light of the Holy Spirit. I asked to lift beyond earth into areas of absolute truth. I ask that that which is most needed by this soul in this time will be brought forth. I ask to be a channel of light, love, truth, healing, and of blessing. We stand believing. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Father. Amen. Aho. So be it. That made me realize I had not stated Norman's intention out loud, and it was love. Simply love. So, thank you, everybody. Anybody have anything they want to add? Or?
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you. And thank you, Sozo, and thank you, Joey.
Thank you.
Thank
you're welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
I was using myself as surrogate to tap them out, but they wanted me to tap their bodies, so I did.
Oh, good. Yeah, I feel something in their wings, actually. In all of our wings, actually. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome, Deb. I'm tapping everybody's heart as we say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
You're welcome. Good night.